Turning again to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, and these words of the Apostle Paul in his sermons to the Athenians, there in verse 27, where he said that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. And even just a few words in this text, that they might feel after him and find him. Oh, friends, feeling after God, finding the Lord. This is about finding God. Well, of course, not as so many people mock in this world. They find someone that's got religious, started going to church, changed their life a little bit, and what do they say? And what do they mock? And what do they laugh? Well, he's found God. He's found God. But that's not what we're thinking of here tonight. Well, friends, we're thinking of something very personal. Very personal. Finding God for ourselves. Knowing that we know him. Knowing that he becomes our heavenly Father. Knowing that he is a God that is so relevant to us. And we have a true engagement with this living God. Finding God. Finding God to be real. Finding God, to our great surprise, is certainly that all-glorious being, the first of beings, the one who has created all things, finding God to be real, and finding this God who says what he says, and that we see it all as true. We see that he is a God that cannot lie. We believe him, and we trust in him, finding God, believing his promise. This is what it is to find God, to believe his promise of salvation, the promise of his keeping care, the promise that all those that trust in him will not be confused or confounded, but will know him and will walk with him in this life and in eternity. And believing and trusting in this God, finding God, changes us so we're never the same again. Our lives are radically changed. We don't do the things that we used to do. And we find now we love things and we desire things that we never desired before. A radical change that comes upon us because we find this God. And finding that we're saved. Finding this God and having his assurance that our sin is forgiven. That we're on our way to heaven. That those threatenings of hell have passed away. That we have a saviour in the Lord Jesus Christ. Finding God in this real and in this personal way. Finding God in such a way that we know him personally. And it radically changes us. This is what we're talking about. This is what the Apostle Paul meant as he spoke to the men of Athens all those years ago. When he said we should feel after God and find him. Oh, friends, this feelings. These feelings that he speaks of here. Feel after God. Well, you know the anatomy of the soul. Well, we know the anatomy of the body somewhat. Some of us know a bit better than others. Some are more medically minded. But do you know anything of the anatomy of the soul? Well, the Bible shows us, and it's pretty clear that it's true in the way it speaks of us. We are made up of three parts in a way. Our souls, we have a mind, and we have a will. And we have a heart. Well, of course, that's why we're made in the image of God. Because God has a mind. And he thinks. He thinks things. He works things out. If I can put it very crudely, of course. Because God in an instant knows all things. But we have minds because we are made in the image of God. And we can think things out. We can work things out. And we can rationalize things. And we can reason about things. Well, that's our mind. We have a mind because God has a mind. And he made us somewhat like himself. We also have a will. The will is a bit harder to explain. But it's all to do with working out what we want to do. And then we do it. I will do this and I will do that. And each day we fulfill our will in that sense. And we have a will because God has a will. He has willed to do certain things and he does them, certainly. But then also there is this part of us that I want to speak of particularly here tonight. We have a heart. Well, of course, not our physical hearts. We're not thinking of that. But we're thinking of our emotions. We're thinking of our feelings. And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about here when he says we should feel after God. And find him. We're talking about the heart, the emotions, the feelings. And astonishingly, the Apostle Paul here says that we should use our feelings. to feel after God and to find him. Amazing. Astonishing. Well, this is what we want to explore for a little while here this evening. Feelings are so important. Well, of course, you know that. I don't need to tell you that. Feelings are so important. Feelings can run high at certain times. Sometimes we're so angry. We're so angry something's happened, either to others that we care for or to ourselves. We're so angry and feelings run very, very high. And so our anger is very great. Or there's loss. Loss of loved ones or loss of possessions. Or we miss out on something that makes us tremendously disappointed. And we feel it. We feel it. And our feelings run very high on those occasions or times of great sadness. It may be occasioned by some of the things we see on the news bulletins, as we see the most wretched things that man can do against man. And we feel great sadness. But sometimes it's personal, it's family, it's to do with our children or our parents. And there's great sadness, or something's happened, and we feel these things deep within our hearts. Or we feel just hopeless. We come to the end of our tethers. We're in a terrible state, and we just don't know what to do. And we feel these things. Of course we do. We're human beings. That's how we're made. Or we're puzzled. We're greatly puzzled. Not just some little thing that we can't quite work out, but we're greatly puzzled. Why has this happened to me? Why am I in such a state? Why has this happened to such and such? Why do these things happen in the world? We're puzzled. And we feel these things. Of course we do. Our feelings, our emotions are what sets us apart from the animal kingdom, of course. Because although animals no doubt feel pain, and they might feel warmth and cold, being a cat lover myself and having cats over the years, well, you're amazed at how the cat gets so close to the fire they're almost burning their fur. But you see, that cat's got to be as hot can be. He feels that he wants to know the warmth. Well, I'm being silly now. But you understand what I'm talking about. We are different from the animals. They feel things like that, of course. But we know that animals have some sense of instinctive safety or alarm. But we feel inside. We feel inside. We do feel hot and cold, of course. We do feel the comfort of an easy chair. We do feel full after a nice and good meal. But essentially, our feelings are inside. And our feelings are complex. There's no doubt about that. And our feelings very often are refined. They result from the gathering of much and varied data that we have in our memory box, as it were. Yet, just one thing can change our feelings. One moment we're up, the next moment we're down, like the old song. Well, that's life. You're riding high in April and you're shot down in May. Well, we practically live our lives on our feelings. We feel that something is right. We feel somewhere is where we ought to be, or didn't ought to be, of course. We feel someone is close to us, or we feel uncomfortable when we're around someone. We feel that we should do better, or we could do better. Sometimes we feel we're heading for trouble, and the feeling is very strong and very real to us. We're heading for trouble. We sense it. Or we feel hopeless and helpless in some situations. Or we feel wretched, absolutely wretched, perhaps because of something we've done. Someone we've hurt. No, we can't seem to work it out and find forgiveness. And we feel wretched. Or we feel ignorant. We feel we just don't know anything about a certain thing. We ought to know about it and we just struggle with it. Not some maths problem or something that doesn't really matter. I don't mean that. But some problem in life or some situation that we just feel so ignorant about. If only we knew more. If only we could grasp this. If only we could catch hold of it and sort it out. But we just can't. And we feel our ignorance. Or we feel unloved. Nobody loves us. Well, we know children say that so often. But sometimes it's true. We feel it. We feel unloved. No one really cares for us. There's no one really watching over us. I hope that's not your experience, but some have known that feeling so unloved. And others feel that they're at their wit's end. They're lost. They just don't know what to do. They're in a terrible state. Now, we might suppose that feelings are just there. You can't do much about them. Something happens and there we feel this emotion. There's a lifetime of experience. It leads to a certain point in time and just one more thing comes our way and there you go. You feel wretched, or you feel very happy, or you feel full of fear. But complex as all this is, these feelings are not just there, friends. Feelings can also be used, and usually for our good, if a course of action lay before us and we're not sure what to do, and suppose there is not much reliable data to go on to help us make up our mind, what do we do? What are we to do? Well, God has given us this wonderful faculty to help us. Our feelings. We may feel if a thing is right or not. We might feel whether a certain direction to go in would be good for us or not, perhaps. We might feel a particular person is safe to be with you. With, well, mind you, the soul long steeped in sin, the soul that has gone on and on ignoring its conscience, well, that may well have the feelings coming to all the wrong conclusions. But even so, one of the great safety factors that God has placed within men and women is our feelings, our emotions. And they so often can help us if we were to take stock and to think and let our conscience speak. It is God's great kindness to us that we can use our feelings to help ourselves. But God has not placed such a wonderful capacity in man just to help him get through this life safely. There is a much greater reason why God has made us thus. It's there in our text that man should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him. That's amazing. It's amazing, these words of the Apostle Paul. Here he's speaking and saying, use your feelings. Use your feelings to seek after God and find him. Now, our Bibles tell us that our feelings may be used to find God himself. Now, that's pretty astonishing. That's amazing to hear that. You just think what man tries to do in his thinking that he should find God on occasion. Well, so many mistakes are made by men in trying to find God, like these Athenians. They were using so often mere reason and their own philosophy of life, which didn't really get them very far, because all they could come up with was an unknown God. Didn't get them very far at all. Other people try a more scientific approach, if you can call it scientific. You can go up in a spaceship and go around the world once and come back and say, I didn't see God up there. And that's what they use in their scientific so-called search for finding God. Of course, others use formal religion, go to church often, have a rote of prayer, perhaps even read the Bible. But these things never really find God. And there, of course, there's also personal opinion. Or we make up our own minds. We come to our own conclusions about these things. Or there might be those that seek God through personal morality. I'm a good person. I don't do any harm. I'm chaste. I think high thoughts. And others think that in that way they will find God. All sorts of ways people have thought about to try and find God. And if you have any personal interest in wanting to find God, well, friends, this will help you tremendously. But first we have to ask an important question. How are feelings different from personal opinion? Because you see, there are plenty of people who have got completely the wrong view of true religion, who nearly always articulate their views in terms of, well, I feel this, and I feel that. I feel that this is the direction we ought to go, and I feel that God is probably a bit like this, and I feel if we do this and that, then we'll have enough of religion and enough of God. And they use this word, I feel and I think this, and this is my opinion. But how are the feelings that Paul is talking about, and which I'm trying to articulate here tonight, how are they different from these opinions and this feeling that they've got the right way of looking at God and these things. How we can be sure? How can we be sure that our feelings are right? Well, there needs to be something in place before we fall back on our feelings. In life in general, the only safe feelings are based on truth and relevant experience. If a young lady with no experience of life, no understanding of human nature, is wooed by a lecherous, scheming, only after one thing type man, a man possessed of charm and cunning, well, her feelings will not be much good to her, and she could get into trouble big time. But a young lady who has taken wise advice, has studied men a little, who knows the truth about men, well, her feelings will all come into play based on her experience of life. Feelings in such a situation will be tempered with caution and fear and inquisitiveness, even a little cynicism. And in that situation, her feelings will be of the utmost value. So in the one case, the feelings will be practically useless, but in the other, vital. So important, so useful in finding out the true case. The feelings are used to discover what's what. So it must be in any feeling after God. It must be based on fact and knowledge, such facts and knowledge that must first come out of the Bible. For feelings to be used to feel after God and to find him, the facts and the knowledge that we seek to teach here week by week, straight out of the Bible. These are what we need to come to the right feelings. Well, what facts? What facts are we going to use to base our feelings on? Well, first of all, that he is a holy God. He's a pure God. He cannot look upon sin, that we're not fit for God's presence. Friends, we must understand this. This is first. God is a holy and a perfect God. And that also, we need to have this fact in our mind. He's the creator. He has made all things. He's made us. He's placed us in this world, as Paul says here, and given us life and being. Friends, we must understand that. And we must have this fact in place as well. He is the God who's offended. We've offended him. We've broken his laws. We've lived in ways which are cool and crass towards him. Friends, we've ignored him and slapped him in the face and said, we don't want to know you. Friends, we must understand that that is the case. And yet, we must understand this, that he is the God of love and of grace. He so wants to forgive us. He so wants to help us. He so wants to save us. We must understand these things. And then, of course, we must have this great fact before our minds and in our hearts and in our feelings. He is the sender of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this God is the one who inflicts the penalty on his Son that we deserve. He puts it on his Son. And he is the God who is the pardoner of all those that come and repent of their sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and yield up their lives to him. Now, we all know something of these things, so we're in a position to feel the right things, to feel in the right direction, to feel our need, to feel that we are lost, to feel that that soul within us is dead spiritually, to feel the danger that we are in, to feel how precarious life itself is, and to feel that the Bible has the answers, and to feel that other religions do not, and to feel that life is so empty, and to feel that apart from the God of the Bible, there is no other explanation of life and eternity. Now, we come to a point in our lives where we have to put together all that we know of this God. We have to add it all up, all that we've learnt. We marshal together all that our feelings have seen and known and felt. And we say to our soul, oh, that I might find him. Oh, that I might find God, the Lord. That I might know him. Oh, that my longing heart might now experience a true conversion to God, which will not only save me, not only give me eternal life, not only give me an understanding of so many things that are cloudy to me now, but will mean I find God, I find Him, that I will belong to Him as never before. It will mean I find the Lord Jesus Christ for myself. Well, let me urge you, use those feelings, friends, just as Paul says, that we might feel after God and find Him. Use them now. Use those feelings to find the Lord. Don't leave out all that you know of Him that is true. We read here that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Keep in mind all that the Bible has taught you about Him and about yourselves, and now feel after Him. Feel your need, friends. Feel your need. Feel your need of salvation. Feel your need of this God to come and make Himself real to you. Feel your emptiness. Oh, friends, feel your great need. Feel after God and find Him. Oh, friends, feel your sin. Feel your sin in all its wretchedness, in all its filthiness, in all its offence to God. Feel your sin. Feel its deepness. Feel its hold over you. Feel that this sin, except God should deal with you, will remain with you for all eternity, and you will be punished eternally for it. Oh, friends, feel your sin and feel after God and find Him. Feel your emptiness. Feel your emptiness. Feel to yourself, what have I in my heart? What have I got? Only the trivialities of life. Only a small bit of comfort, only a small pleasure now and again. Feel your emptiness. Feel your spiritual emptiness. Feel that you hardly know anything of God and of these things really, even in spite of all that you've learned from Him and from His word. Feel your emptiness and feel after God and find Him. Feel your futility. Feel that you're just hopeless. Feel, what can we do? I can't do anything to save myself. Feel that futility and feel, how shall I ever be saved? What can I do? And cry out to God. Feel after Him and find Him. Oh, friends, feel your helplessness and your woe and feel after this God and know Him. And feel, friends, feel the Saviour's love. Feel His mercy. Feel His great tenderness towards your soul. Feel it. Feel it. You know of this Bible. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ did. You know how He went about, and He had such compassion on sinners and on those that had great need. Feel it. Feel the love of this Saviour. Feel after Him and know this God. Find Him for yourself. Feel how long you've known it to be true. Feel how long you've left these things just to float around in your mind, as it were, and not done anything about it. Feel these things. Feel after God. And find Him, our friends. Feel Calvary. Feel the Lord Jesus Christ upon that cross. Feel something, even just a tiny part of what He felt as He died in the place of sinners like us, as He bore the very wrath of God in His holy soul, that we might be set free and made His, forgiven all our sin and brought to glory. Feel it, friends. Feel that great love and compassion that He had in dying in the place of sinners, all the agony that He felt, all the pain in His soul, all the anguish that He felt at that time when He died for sinners like us. Feel it, friends. Catch hold of it. Use your feelings. Feel to yourself, He did this for the likes of me, that I might be forgiven, that I might be set free from sin, that I might be brought to glory. He did it so that the likes of me might be saved. Feel it, friends. Feel these things. Feel the undeserving offer of the gospel. Why should God save me? What do I deserve? Nothing but His wrath and judgment. But feel this love of God that says, I can save even you. I will save you. Come to me. Come and seek me. Give yourself to me. Come and trust in me. Repent of all your sin. Feel these things. Feel something of the cost to the Saviour upon that cross. Can you not move your own heart to feel these things? Can you not feel Him? Almost reach out and touch Him. He is not far from each one of us. Can you not feel His closeness? Can you not feel His desire to convert your soul? Do you not feel that you can trust him? Of course you do. You feel it. Feel that this might be your last chance ever. Never would you feel this ever again, maybe. Can you not use your feelings for those around you? Are very real, aren't they? You feel for others around you, and you feel you can help them in an ordinary sense. Of course you do. You have those sort of feelings. Can you not feel that he can help you and that he will bless you and save you? You feel for your health. You often have to do something, sometimes even quite drastic, to deal with a problem in your body. Can't you feel also that you need to attend to the needs of your soul? Oh, friends, can you not feel these things? Do you not feel for a starving people as you see them in the midst of war on the television screen or in places in Africa and elsewhere? You feel for them, for those children, for those large bellies crying, the flies all over them. You feel for them. Of course you do. Can you not feel for your own soul? Can you not feel for your own soul's great need and seek this God and his forgiveness? Oh, come now and feel for your soul. Feel after God. We are above the animals. We have feelings. Animals have only instincts. We have feelings. And our feelings can be hurt. And our feelings can soar. And our feelings can be deeply moved. We can feel for others. Can't we feel for ourselves even tonight? And can you not feel something of the glory that you would love to experience in knowing this God? And you can you not feel that sense of forgiveness and love that you would have if you felt after God and found him? And can you not long for that new start on the heavenly pathway that this would give you? And feel this stupendous feeling that you would find God, and finding him you would have eternal salvation. Oh, friends, use your feelings. Use your feelings. Don't be afraid of them. Use all that you've learned and know of this God from the Bible and what we have taught you faithfully over the years. Use these feelings to find this God and know his blessing and his very great help and salvation. Well, friends, you see what the Apostle Paul said to these Athenians of old. We should seek after God. It may be that we would feel after him and find him. He's not far from any one of us. Let's ask him to help us. Let's pray together. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, oh Lord, come, teach our hearts to feel after thee and to know thy great salvation. Bless us, Lord. Thou knowest our great need. Thou knowest, Lord, how often we have put these things off. Thou knowest, Lord, how our feelings run high, perhaps even at this moment, oh Lord, that we might use them to find thee, that thou art come, and in thy wonderful grace and mercy, save us. We ask it for the Saviour's sake. Amen. Let's sing together hymn number 380. Come, O thou who hast redeemed of old and bids me of thy strength, take hold and be at peace with thee. 380.